Last week, I don't know what I was thinking, Sister Denise. I just jumped up there and said, grab your Bibles. I must have been ready. Amen? Amen. If you're saved, say amen.
Amen.
Well, that's a good number that's saved. Amen? That's a good number. That's a good number. But there may be one that's not. But God's not forgot about you. Amen? If you have a copy of God's Word, I would like you to turn with me to John chapter number 11 this morning. John chapter number 11. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. I'm going to begin reading in verse number 20. You know what the old man told the young preacher, don't you? The old man told the young preacher, he said, you know the five B's, don't you? The young preacher just come out of seminary school, and he said, I have no clue what the five B's are. He said, they didn't teach you what the five B's was in seminary school? And he said, no, sir, they didn't teach us. He said, well, let me give you a little teaching out here. Be brief, brother, be brief. You'll get that in a little bit. That's what you're wanting. Be brief, brother, be brief. This morning, I don't have a whole lot, but I do have what God's gave me. And I just want to share what He laid on my heart. Jesus did not come to take sides. He came to take over. The only preacher I know where 5,000 would come to be fed, then he'd preach a sermon, and everybody would leave, and only 12 would be left standing around. Because see, they wanted him to take sides with them. You know, a lot of churches would be better off if they understood he didn't come to take sides with the Baptist. He didn't come to take sides with any other denomination. I won't go there, but I do know this. He is God and God alone. Amen? He didn't come to take sides. He came to take over. And this morning, if you think he's come to be on your side and take your side, you're wrong. He's come to take complete control over your life. That's what he's laid on my heart this morning. Jesus didn't come to take over, come to take sides. He come to take over. Read with me if you will and watch your Bible. John 11, verse number 20. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. And Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection and at the last day. And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection. Woo! Ain't you glad we ain't waiting on resurrection day? If you're saved, you done met the resurrection. Woo, glory. I am the resurrection and the life, and he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? And she said unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. Father, I love you and I thank you for this day. I thank you that Jesus Christ is the resurrection. I thank you this morning that we've not come to worship some denomination or some building. We've come to do nothing but worship Jesus Christ, the living hope that lives inside of us. And Father, I thank you this morning that you're on the throne. I thank you this morning that you came in the form of man. I thank you that you died on an old rugged cross. I thank you that on the third day you rose again, that we may have life and we have it more abundantly. And Lord, I pray this morning that whoever is dealing with something, I pray they understand that you've come to take over and not to take sides. And Lord, this morning, I pray that the message I preach, I'd preach it calmly. I pray I'd preach it clearly, but more than that, correctly. And Lord, let the Scripture speak this morning. Save who's lost. Let the one that's slid back, let them rededicate. The one that's been saved but never been baptized, let them be baptized. Lord, the one this morning that knows they need to be a member of this church and never made that public and never come forth, let it be this morning. Lord, you didn't come to take sides. You just come to take over. So please take over this service this morning. It'd be in Jesus' name we ask and pray. And all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated this morning. I want to show you in this text, and I want it to speak to your life like it spoke to my life as I studied this portion of the Bible. Jesus, when Jesus came to where Lazarus was, He did not come to take sides. When He came, you know what happened. They were weeping and they were wailing and they were all upset that Lazarus had died. And when Jesus came in, I want you to know He came right there to take over. When Jesus comes to your life, He's not coming to take sides with you, but He's coming to take over. And that's what a lot of folks don't like. They don't like for Him to take over. They want Him to be the co-pilot and not the pilot. Because when He becomes the pilot of your life, no longer do you get to navigate it, but He navigates it. And this morning, I want to show you in the Scripture three areas I see that He came to take over and not to take sides. Number one, if you will look with me this morning in verse number 21... You say, preacher, how do you know that He has come to take over? In verse number 21, can I say to you, and you school teachers, forgive me for this English that I'll use, but I'm doing the best I can. I'm only going to do as good as my teachers taught me. Miss Sharon's sitting back there shaking her head. Some of us are good learners and some of us learn slowly. Amen? But let me show you what He showed me in this text. It's going to speak to your heart. Number one, I see that He ain't late. That He ain't late. This morning you think God's late, God's late, God don't know what's going on in my life. You think God, if God knew, He'd show up even faster. He ain't late this morning. Look with me if you will in verse number 21. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if Thou hast been here. I wrote this down. Even though you can't see Jesus, Jesus is on the way. Amen. Even though you can't see Him, even though you can't feel Him, even though maybe right now you don't hear Him, I want you to know that He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. He's there with you. He is here with you today. And the Bible says that He ain't late. Even though you can't see Him, He is on the way. Hey, when the situation looks hopeless, she said, if you would have been here, my brother would not have died. And she said, I wish you would have come a little bit sooner. There's some of you here this morning. You say, God, I wish you'd have showed up a little bit quicker. I wish you'd have showed up right on time. But this morning, He ain't late. No matter what goes on in your life, you may think that you're at the end. You may think it's all doom and gloom. It may look hopeless, but I want you to know He ain't late. Amen. Hey, can I say this? She said, then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if Thou hast been here, my brother had not died. But I know. That's what she said, but I know. He said, I'm not late. Can I say to you this morning, the calendar that you have hanging on your refrigerator, God's not governed by that calendar. The work schedule that you fill out this week, God's not governed by the calendar in your life. Whatever you got going on, the calendar does not move Him. You say, if He don't show up, it's going to be hopeless. Can I say to you this morning, you keep calling on Him. Hey, He's in the house this morning. Hey, can I say that the calendar, it does not move Him. Hey, it may look late in your life, but it's right on time in heaven. Can I get an amen? Hey, I know people, and we're one of them, hey, that prayed for a baby, and we wanted a baby, and we do think that God may have showed up late and sent Him at the wrong time. Hey, but can I say to you, hey, that God was right on time. Amen. He knows what you need. He knows where you are, and the calendar in your life, it does not move God 1 minute. He'll show up in your life when He wants to show up. Can I say this morning, the calendar don't limit Him. Can I say the clock doesn't limit Him. You keep looking at your watch and you say, God, if you don't show up, the bills are coming due. Hey, it's running a little low and I don't know what to do. If you don't show up, this is going to happen. Can I say to you this morning, the calendar and the clock, it does not move God. He don't get upset with the things of this world. He's not setting up our ring in His hands. When you think it's hopeless and you think it's all gone, can I say He works better when we're under pressure, when we get to that place in our life and we don't know what to do or where to go. Can I say He's not late this morning? Can I say the calendar doesn't move Him, Brother JD? The clock doesn't move Him, and the crowd sure don't move Him. Union Chapel don't move God. No, you don't move God this morning. You don't have the authority to move God any way you want to move Him. You know what? He does it His way, His time, and His will. Boy, that just tickles me to death, don't it, you? He said this morning He ain't late. Number one, the calendar don't hold Him. The clock doesn't hold Him, and the crowd doesn't hold Him. It does not, get this morning, it does not speed Him up because He is the resurrection and He is the life. 4 days late, and He was right on time. He knew what He was doing. And this morning, you may think God's late in your life. Can I say something? He is right on time. I see this morning, I'm going to just go on with it. Verse 21, I see that He ain't late. She said, if you'd have been here, my brother would not have died. This morning, can I say to you, there's been areas in your life, if God would have showed up quicker, you'd have quit serving Him. Can I say to you this morning, if God showed up every time you need Him, you'd quit coming to church. If God showed up every time and He done everything that you ask Him to do right when you ask it, you'd get it your way. Can I say this morning, you don't get it your way, it's His way. Huh? Hey, they've been begging Him. Go tell Jesus that my brother's dying. Go tell Him. And you know what He did? He said He abode 2 days still in the city. And then He left coming. And when they got there, old Martha said, if you'd have been here, he wouldn't have died. And He said, do you believe that I'm the resurrection? Do you believe that I'm the life? Martha said, yeah, Lord, I believe. But you know what? This morning I want you to know, it does not move God. When He wants to show up in your life, He will. Have you ever been right at the deadline and you didn't know what to do? And you didn't know where to go? And you was wondering, Lord God, when are you going to show up? When are you going to send the prodigal home? When are you going to move this pain? When are you going to relieve me from this in my life? You say, I've had all I can take. No, you've not. You've not had all you can take. When you get to that point is when He steps in. Can I say to you this morning, number one, He ain't late. He is right on time. I'll never forget this. I want to share this with you, how God works financially sometimes in our life. Me and Brandy, our bank account, like it is always, was at the bottom. Can I get a witness? At the bottom, can I get a witness? I don't know how it works. He just works it. It's all I know. He just works it. And man, we was doing all we could do. We were struggling and getting things where we could go. And man, we hadn't been out to eat in forever, Brother Kevin. I'm telling you, I'm talking about God ain't late. We've been out to eat in forever. And we was just hanging on by a thread. And I went to check the mail one day, and I walked down to the mailbox, and I opened it up, and it was from our mortgage company. And it had the name of our mortgage company on there. We'd been praying and praying and praying. God, make a way. And when we opened it up, they said we had paid over on our escrow account. And instead of putting it on the loan that was going to send it to me, we had overpaid $700. So then I started screaming and hollering, praising God, running up that old driveway. When I got to the top of the hill, she said, what happened? What's going on? I said, we just got a check for $700. Woo! Glory! God ain't late. He's right on time. You said, preacher, what'd you do? We went to Woodpecker that night. Hey, we didn't get a steak, but we ate some chicken and we had a good time. Hey, when you get to the bottom, I'm not talking about to the bottom of yourself. I'm talking about to the bottom, and there ain't no way out. And if God don't show up, you're going under. The sink's going to shield. Nothing's going to get right. Can I say to you this morning, God ain't never late. He is right on time. Amen. Oh, I see this morning, He said, if you'd have been here, she said, my brother wouldn't have died. And Jesus told her, said, I ain't never late, and I ain't never limited. I'm never late, and I'm never limited, but we limit God. We limit God. I'm going to show you where she limited God, old Martha. Old Martha's a lot like myself. She's a little bit of a loud mouth. There's some men in here just grinning. Don't you say it. You better not. You got to go home with that woman. You better not. You're going to be in trouble. He said, God ain't late, but God ain't limited. He said, Martha, do you not know that I am the resurrection and the life? She said, Lord, she said, Brother Jake, look with me right here what she's saying. And you think she's got it right. God told her, said, I'm not late and I'm not limited. And she said unto Him, yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. I believe that Thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. But look with me down in verse number 39. Look with me in verse 39. And Jesus said unto her, take you away the stone. And here's Martha, the same one, said, yeah, Lord, I believe that you are. You see, you want God to do something in your life, and when He gets ready to do it, and He says, I'm fixing to remove this, you say, but I can't live without that. If you really take that from me, I don't know what I'm going to... If I said, I'm not late and I'm not limited. What limits what I'm going to do in your life is this, the faith that you have. the faith that you have. You know the woman with the issue of blood, when she touched the hem of her garment, that's not what made her whole. Oh no. You said, oh yes, the Bible says, oh no, what activated that? What activated that blood? What activated that? What stopped that blood? It was the faith that she had. She said, if I could but just touch the hem of his garment. The touch had nothing to do with it. It was the faith. And she said, if I can get there, he's not limited. This morning, can I say to you, if you can get there where God is, he's not limited. What's limiting God is you and me. When you get there and you say, hey, I know I can't, but he can. If I can get there, it's going to work. He's not limited. And she said this, but Lord, he said, remove the stone. And here's what she said. She said, but he already stinketh. Can I say to you this morning, the stink in your life does not limit God. No matter how bad you stink, no matter how bad your kids stink, no matter what, is anybody understanding this? Man, he spoke to me this week. No matter how much your kids stink, no matter how much your family stinks, no matter what you've got in and how bad it stinks, it does not limit God. No matter how dirty you are, it doesn't limit God. He said this. He said, remove the stone. She said, Lord, he already stinketh. The stink does not limit God. The stones that are in your life does not limit God. Whatever stone you got, he's wanting you to move, move it. Whoever I'm talking to, listen, the stink don't limit him. The stone don't limit him. The situation you're in does not limit God. This man's dead. And you know what Jesus says? Get the stone out of the way. Get the stone out of the way. What would you do if you knew somebody and you said, Lord, they're too far gone? You've limited God in what he can do. You've done quit praying. You've done quit pleading. You've done gave up. And that's when you need to do the most. Well, I've done all I can do is pray. That's the most you can do in life. Praying is the most important thing to do. Let me show you this in the text. I see that the stone, look what she said. Jesus said, take you away the stone. And here's where she limited God. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said to him, Lord, by this time he stinketh. For he had been dead 4 days. Boy, I've been around some people that stunk pretty bad. Have you? I tell y'all what, we was at the house and man, I got around Kaylee. I get around her, Brother Braden, and I'd be like, I turn my head, she's talking to me, I turn my head, I said, man, you stink. I'm thinking, she stinks. She stinks. And I look over, man, whoa! Golly, baby. And she'll take a 3-hour shower, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, evidently something's went wrong. And my baby, whoa! Every time I look over and talk to her on that side of the couch, it'll knock you down. Stinketh by now. And I said, baby, do you smell something? I don't smell nothing. I said, you don't smell nothing like right in here? And she's like, I don't smell nothing. She got to where I was at. And she said, oh my gosh, what is that smell? I said, I don't know. She said, Daddy. Daddy. What? She said, a bird has pooped on your shoulder. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen. Kaylee, is that true? You can be doing nothing, clean as you can be, and the devil will poop on you. You'll be stinking. And what I did, I have got a backpack air blower. I put that on and smashed that down into my skin, all the way into my shirt, and I just leak blowed. Didn't even know it was there. I wasn't paying a bit of attention. But when I got to where she was, and I got looking at something, huh? See, this morning, you're looking over and you think it's somebody else stinking, and really it's you. Really, in your life, you've got something going on that stinks, and you know it, but you're looking to put it on somebody else. When I found out what it was, I went and took a bath and tried to get cleaned up as quick as I could. I see, number one, that he is not late. He's not limited. The stone don't limit him. The stink don't limit him. The situation that you're in does not limit God. And the sin that's in your life, it does not limit God. It doesn't limit him. If you want God to take over your life, say, I'm tired of running it my way, preacher, I'm tired. Remember, he's not late. It's not too late. He can still take you over. Remember, he's not limited no matter what you've got yourself into, and we can get ourselves in a pretty good mess. Can I get a witness? I do it my way very long, I get in a mess. Not being doing nothing, mind your own business, the old Satan will poop on you. Let me give you the third thing here I see in the text. Number one, he ain't late. Number two, he ain't limited. And number three, Brother J.D., he ain't losing. He ain't losing. Me and you go over to the cemetery today and try to call somebody forth, we in trouble. We in trouble, son. But he ain't losing. You try to save somebody that's going wayward, you're going to lose at it. The only way they're going to get saved is by Jesus Christ. He ain't losing. Let me show you what he says here. Well, I hope y'all having a good time. Man, he just spoke to me on this. He ain't late. He ain't limited. He ain't losing. Look in verse 43 and 44. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. If he would have not used Lazarus, everybody in every tomb around there would have come forth. This morning when he saves somebody, that's why he does it personally, privately, and you make it publicly. When he called Lazarus forth, he couldn't hide and say, well, I'm saved, I'm new, and don't nobody know he had to come forth. Look what he says, and when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead, I love that was dead, don't you? Who am I talking to this morning that was dead and now you're alive? Man, I was dead in my trespasses and sins and now I'm alive evermore. Woo! And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth! This morning, he's called you to salvation, you come forth. Don't lose me here, please. Don't lose me here. And this is what God spoke to me. And when he had just come forth, Lazarus come forth, and when he had come forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. Stop. He's come forth, he's not dead no longer. Somebody gets saved, they come forth, they're not dead no longer. They're alive, but they still got baggage. Salvation is not a pill you pop in your mouth and everything goes away and everything's clean, everything's perfect. Salvation is salvation to your soul, your spirit, you. But he come forth and he was still bound. I wonder who I'm talking to this morning that you need to be loosed. You've been saved, but you're still bound. This man comes forth and his face is bound. He is still bound with the things of this world. There's people I may be talking to this morning that's saved, but you're still bound with the things of this world. The things of this world still got you bound. You're still under bondage even though you're saved. And when he had thus spoken with a loud voice, Lazarus come forth, and the dead came forth bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his faith was bound with a napkin. And Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. I'm going to end right here with this. He spoke to Lazarus' dead body and he came forth. He spoke to what had Lazarus bound and it let him go. He took a man that was in a tomb and in chapter number 12, he's going to set him at a table. I was dead and now I get to dine with the master. Man, listen. Boy, somebody should be having a fit right now. Dead in trespasses and sins. Then you got saved and he took you out of a dead, dark, gloom and doom tomb and set you at the master's table. Don't deserve to be there. So filthy and unrighteous, don't even deserve to sit at the table with the master. But he said, for whosoever will, let him come. Huh? He spoke to Lazarus' dead body. He spoke to Lazarus' bound, what had him bound. And he'll speak to you and I and whatever has us bound this morning. He took him from a tomb to a table. He took him from a sepulcher that he was laying in and had supper with him in verse 12. He can do the same for you. He can turn your mess into a message. And he can turn your test into a testimony. He can do that. Why, preacher? I don't care how old you are. They said the man that done KFC, he didn't fry his first piece of chicken until he was in his 70s. He just had an idea. Everybody started eating at home. He said, we'll just bring home food to them. Colonel Sanderson or whoever. He did not do the first piece of chicken. He was like 77, 78 year old. Hadn't even fried chicken. Didn't know nothing about chicken. All he knew was yard birds running around. Some of you here this morning say, I'm too old to get right. I'm too old to still work in the church. I'm too old. Listen to me. God ain't late. And you ain't dead. There's some good looking folks in here. Air pumping through your lungs. Breathing good. He said, preacher, if you just know my background, who cares about your background? Quit limiting God. He ain't late and he ain't limited. He said, but if I step out this morning, they're going to know I might be lost, I might be backslidden. Who cares? If you're worried about them now, let me give you a little advice. They won't stand with you on judgment day. You're worried about something that ain't going to matter. How many likes I got on Facebook? Yesterday we was coming to Tupelo. Brandy's over there looking. I said, how many happy anniversaries we get? I don't do Facebook, but I sure like to be nosy. Brother Jake, that's just me. I said, how many we get? Then I said, how many on there popped something out there? And she'd tell me. She said, preacher, I'm worried about it. Listen to me. This morning, God's not late. He's not limited to whatever you need done in your life. And can I say this morning, if he loosed Lazarus, he can loose you and you're not going to lose. You're a winner in Christ Jesus. Outside of Christ Jesus, you're a loser. Preacher, don't tell me that. Listen to me. You can't be all that you want to be without Christ Jesus. You'll come up empty at the end. But if you'll let Jesus Christ this morning take over, he didn't come to take sides. What do you think about it? Ain't for me to think about it. He wrote it. I just read it. This morning, if you need him to take over, remember, he's right here. He's right here. He's not late. Oh, my goodness. My wife would tell you, she probably thought he was late in my life, but he showed up. He didn't limit it. He delivered me. And he has loosed me from the things of this world. Father, I pray right now, whoever I'm talking to, I pray right now you'd reach down from heaven. You'd touch their soul. You'd touch their spirit. The one that walked in with a dry spirit. The one that walked in with a deadly spirit on the Lord. God, deliver that this morning. Let us walk out with our heads high, not hung low. Father, we come to worship. And Father, we come worship you. There's no need to leave with our head down. It's time to get it up. Woo! You are the resurrection. You are the life. Believest thou this? Don't worry about the stink, yeah? Lord, you tell us don't worry about the stink. Don't worry about the stone that's in our life. You will remove it. And that sin, you'll cast it as far as the east is from the west. Bless whoever needs to be blessed this morning real good, Father. Lord, I pray you open the windows of heaven. Save that one's lost. That one's backslidden. Let them get back where they need to be. We ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All of God's people said.